At America's Best, we know your eyes do a lot.
These eyes blink, wink, and roll.
These eyes tried to parallel park, then abandoned that idea.
These eyes spotted their ex across the grocery store, then pretended to compare pasta sauces.
These eyes fell asleep mid-scroll and liked a photo from 2014.
And these eyes know they deserve to be seen by the best doctors and associates at America's Best. Every eye deserves better.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra. Oh.
Bruh, really?
What up, Big Johnny? It's hour number three of The Usual Suspects. We got all kinds of chaos having some fun around here on a Tuesday. Barry, Nick, Joel, Aaron. We got everything rolling around here.
What's
right
going
now.
On
What's
there?
Up there, Nicholas?
Going home.
Are you going home?
I am.
We didn't
Why
mean to offend
home?
You with anything today.
No, wasn't that.
Why are you going home, Nicholas?
I'm feeling a little under the weather.
Are you? You look like crap.
Are you going to get a...
I didn't know you were sick. You just look terrible. But I'm used to that.
Are you going to get a city jersey?
So that's why I didn't know.
I'm not.
Going to get your city jersey before they sell out?
Well, I hope you feel better. Are you going to call in sick tomorrow? Probably.
Oh, that way I don't have to do that way back Wednesday.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
Yeah, theirs is out.
You dirty bastard. I can't believe you. Well, good for you. I hope you feel better. So Aaron's taking over?
Hope it goes better than yesterday.
Aaron, can you hear me right now, Aaron?
Good Lord.
Listen, this is the big show, all right? Don't be screwing it up. You can make mistakes on the blitz all you want like you did yesterday. That's fine. You can screw up on the blitz, but this is called the big show. We can't have you making mistakes on the show, okay?
I will have you direct those comments to my program director.
That's fine. He's listening right now. He knows I'm right. Don't be messing up the big show.
So bad for you driving home yesterday. Because I was like, I know that whether you're, you get it stressed out in the situations or not, you can be the most calm person in the world. I know that the pressure that Fred puts on you, because I've heard him just annihilate Jerry Bowe and others if they screw up. I was like, oh no.
And see, that wasn't even my problem. Because Fred didn't notice it until the second hour when somebody tweeted at him and said, hey, y'all aren't at Twin Peaks, right? And he asked me on air, he goes, hey, did you play the wrong intro? I said, yeah, back at 4 o'clock.
Yeah. We noticed it. Tyler, I was sitting out there in the bullpen waiting to do open mic, and Tyler and I noticed it right away.
Well, we're like, oops. The buttons are where they were now yeah. that I fixed it. It just didn't make any sense.
Okay. Well, we don't tolerate mistakes on here. Nick is perfect in every way. And he's never made a mistake
gone,
in his life.
The fact
he's
that he's gone.
Did he leave?
He's
God,
out.
He's horrible.
Yeah.
What an atrocious person. Oh, God. He's not in the room, right? Oh, man.
So essentially,
we've
become training day. Aaron's here to get everything right before he gets on with the blitz at four.
Get a little practice for day two.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's
but
going.
All's well that ends well, right, Aaron? It went well towards the end?
Yeah, I didn't have to dump anything.
Good. Very good.
Well, we're happy to have you, man. I'm glad that you got the gig because we've known you a long time and always happy to have you a part of the Gal family.
Speaking of Fred, I finally got a copy of his book yesterday.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Signed?
And, yeah.
All right.
And started reading it. It's good. I'm fascinated by the early chapters. I'm all in.
Audiobook
and
or are you reading?
No, the book, paper, like words on paper and type and print and all that. And I'm not a reader, but I started reading it and I'm in.
Couldn't put
now,
it down?
No, it was really good. Now, the question came up. We argued a little bit, Tyler and myself, because I was like, you know, this is good. I don't read, like, I'm on my phone a lot if I'm in the restroom. Mm-hmm. So it's good to have a book. And he was like, ooh, that's gross. I was like, why is that gross? And he was like, you don't read a book and then, like, bring it out of the restroom. I was like, why? That's what
a lot of people do that.
Yeah. And I mean, it's like your phone. You poop with your phone all the time. I guarantee you don't wash your phone after you poop, but you're on it.
Yeah.
And then you use it and you put it up to your face and your mouth.
I try not
so
to bring
why
my
is a book,
phone in the bathroom
who the hell talks on their
to
phone?
Poop.
No, on it. Like
you said you bring it up to your phone in your mouth.
Yeah, when
who
you call somebody.
Who calls anybody now?
Not people use their phone all the time. I'm talking about if you're in there playing a game or on the internet and then later on in the day you get a phone call and you put your phone up to your face. So now, I mean, I think it's a lot weirder than having a book in there.
Well, and you remember, ever since I can remember, a lot of people and even businesses have a magazine rack in the bathrooms.
It's totally not weird. Now, he said it was weird because I did it here.
Well, I would say anything, any given amount of time spent in our bathroom is a hazard.
Listen, I don't look forward to it, but if you have to go, you have to go. What are you going to do? And I was like, oh, I got this book. I'll take it in there. He goes, you're going to take that in there? I was like, yeah, what's the big deal?
Now that you mentioned it.
What?
So you know our guy that services the building bathrooms and cleans
everything
up.
Why is it so bright? I don't need to be.
It really is.
It's like a
The two brightest spots in the whole building where you can get radiation, I used to think was the studio. It's AJ's office now and the bathroom.
The bathroom's like an Olin Mills studio. Like you could do a photo shoot in there. Why is it so bright?
I don't know if that's to like maybe possibly kill more germs because our bathroom is a war zone.
It's disgusting.
But there's a guy that normally comes in to clean it while we're still on the air, taking a break, probably in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
He was in there yesterday. And I'm already like, hello, and you know I'll wait for you to get done. He's like, no, I'll be good. You know, I just want to use the urinal. He goes, yeah, go ahead. And all of a sudden, there's someone in the stall, and he stops. He goes, wait a minute. Goes to his cart. He gets like an air freshener. He goes back in, and he goes around the stall and goes, psh, 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 psh,
oh,
psh.
Wow.
He goes, okay, you can go now. I'm like, oh, my God, if I'm in that stall,
that's
I'd be
disrespectful.
Like feeling awful.
Well, I mean, if it's bad, it's bad, though. So good for you. Did you see this news about John Wall?
Yeah.
And the Wizards?
Yep.
Ruptures his Achilles tendon out 12 months approximately.
Guess where he did it?
That's terrible. Where?
At his house.
What?
Yeah. So he already had surgery on his heel, which has him missing the rest of this year, but he was scheduled to be ready for next season. He now has, and they haven't given the details yet. But sometime at his house, he has ruptured. He did something to rupture his Achilles. He will be out from today at least a year.
Damn. And he was already out.
Right. Because, for the end of the year.
So the ESPN put the injury report up on their page for him. September 2012, non-traumatic stress injury to his left knee, missed 33 games. May 2016, surgery on both knees. November 2017, inflammation in left knee, missed 9 games. January 2018, procedure to clean up the left knee, missed 27 games. December 2018, so the same year, opts for left heel surgery, ruled out for the season, which is what you were talking about.
Yep.
And now February 2019, we'll have surgery to repair a ruptured left Achilles tendon. Damn. He's like the new Grant Hill.
Worse.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, who gets an injury, surgery, and another injury on top of it before you get over the first injury?
And anytime I hear about it going on at home,
I know stories too.
What were you doing?
I know.
What were you doing? You were messing around, weren't you?
The one that you should remember most is
Jeff Kent.
Jeff Kent.
Yeah.
That's what I said to the guys over on the sports map
side. He was washing his truck, air quotes.
And it ends up being a dirt biking accident where he landed on his arm and his wrist or whatever.
Yeah, that's why when I hear that, I'm like, oh, that's bad. And, you know, he's probably got some elaborate story to tell about what happened. And there's probably some truth that's going to be missing from the story.
No doubt about it. Because remember, and guys are embarrassed about it, but some guys have, like, pulled back muscles getting out of bed or... All the stupid injuries in sports, you just got to Google it.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of one where you're just like, really? And then you go and reach for a drink on the top of your car, and then you realize, get a crick in your neck by doing absolutely nothing.
That's called a non-contact injury. Texans, news, some more news out of Texans camp.
Yeah.
They hired Carl Smith to be their QB coach, right? Spent the last 7 seasons in Seattle. As the coach for Russell Wilson.
I will say this. I know him.
You do know him.
When the Saints had training camp in Wisconsin, I worked with the Saints. He was a great dude.
Okay.
He was the OC back then. He was the offensive coordinator.
For the Saints.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just don't know if it's passed him by because he's a little older now. But I know that the fact that he's been an offensive coordinator, he's worked with Russell Wilson for the last 7 years, I like everything about it.
If he can turn Deshaun Watson into Russell Wilson,
no doubt.
I am not going to be upset with that move.
And you know why Bill O'Brien's okay with it?
Because he has OC experience?
Nope.
Why?
Because he worked for the Patriots for multiple years.
Oh, jeez. Are you serious?
Yep.
Can we get away from it, please?
I know.
Please. I am so sick of this team trying to be the Patriots of the South.
So I'm fired up about it, right? I know the name. Cody had tweeted it. I said, is that Carl Smith from the Saints? He said yes. So I go back and I'm like looking at the years and trying to see, you know, all of his resume because I knew he had been an OC. And I'm going, this just doesn't seem like a Bill O'Brien move, taking a guy that, even though it makes sense, Russell Wilson, the Seattle, all these other things.
Mobile
and I go,
quarterback,
bing, light goes on. Oh, he was the tight ends coach for the Patriots. And had other jobs coaching with the Patriots. But the tight end coach thing now, because they just made the OC the old tight ends coach.
Right.
It's just, I don't know if that's a new thing, but I think this could be a good move for them.
Well, if he can turn him into Russell Wilson, it won't be a bad thing.
Amen.
I'll tell you that.
Amen.
Also, apparently, Super Bowl 53 viewership down, the lowest in a decade.
Since 2007.
What do you attribute to it?
I think there was a lot of factors. I think that one, first and foremost, for the common fan, as we talked about, it just wasn't, there wasn't enough scoring. There wasn't enough action. It was boring. And I think that was the biggest factor. I think that there's a lot of people that were a little bit still irked outside of Louisiana.
Well, it drew a 53 in New Orleans. So that's bad. That's the lowest in
I was just going to say, because a lot of people don't believe that the Rams even should have been in the game.
Yeah.
A lot of people, as we've also highlighted, hate the Patriots and are tired of seeing them in the game. So I think all those factored in.
I think some of it was 3-0 at halftime. People are like, well, I'm done with this. The commercial sucks. Super Bowl sucks. I'm out. Probably some of it is, like you said, they're sick of seeing the Patriots. And don't sleep on the fact that a lot of people were boycotting the Super Bowl.
True.
Because
True.
Of social issues, which I will say this, and I made this note, and I'm probably going to catch some heat for it, but that's okay. I don't care. I've kind of felt like that the NFL was pandering to a certain degree.
You say pandering?
With how over the top they were with their social awareness. Now all of a sudden the NFL is woke. All of a sudden. You know, I felt like they're like, hey, don't, no, we're very woke over here. We're very in tuned socially. We know what's going on. And it's like, yeah, oh, okay. But, you know, there's still a lot of issues that you haven't addressed. There's still a lot of issues that go on within the NFL that you need to address, but also just externally. And I know that the players do a lot and they should, but I just felt like that the NFL was kind of like pandering almost. I just really did. I felt like that they were pandering and trying to flaunt their social awareness and force it.
I'll say this. We were waiting for the moment where something was going to give them a wake-up call and realize that they really could be wrong and they need to really look at this. But maybe it was all, whether it was because of the exposure with it too or not, maybe it was when you talk about their biggest spectacle and a halftime show and all these entertainers are saying no and saying, we haven't forgotten about this. And like you said, it's not going away. Rihanna came out and said point blank, for what you did and how you treated Colin Kaepernick and the players that knelt and everything else, I won't do this.
Yeah.
And people started piling on. And then a message was sent. And then when word started traveling amongst other entertainers, they were like, even if I wanted to do this, I'm not doing this.
Yep. That's why I say it really felt. And there was a comedian, Jay Wycott. I want to read this. When are we good? Do we have to go to break? We need to go to break? All right. On the other side, I want to read this. I thought this. I was trying to think of how you would capture this. This comedian out of San Antonio, Jay Wycott, he kind of wrote a little back and forth between NFL and fans about that very topic, and I'll read that. I thought it was poignant, funny, and kind of hammers home the point of it all.
There you go. We'll get that and a lot more coming up next. Don't go anywhere. It's more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Hour number three of the show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry. It's Joel. Nick was here for 2 hours, and he couldn't take us anymore.
He's a quitter.
So he bowed out, Nick, under the weather. So, Nick, of course, we hope you feel good. And we're all trying to make sure we sanitize everything because no one wants to be sick.
I don't hope he feels good. He argued with me today. Can't have that.
It's a great argument.
Can't have that. I hope he stays sick for the whole week.
That's really not nice. Well, but very typical.
That's what he gets.
Of you.
That's what he gets for disagreeing with me.
Okay.
All right. So I promise this. So comedian Jay Whitecotton out of San Antonio, funny dude, great writer, and he had this kind of back and forth between NFL and the fans, which captured perfectly what I thought was going on with the NFL and some of the things you saw, which I felt like they were kind of pandering to the African-American community. And this is what he said. It starts, so it's like a back and forth script, right? So NFL, oh man, that Martin Luther King was bae. Fans, okay. NFL, nervous laughter. Just giving some dap to all my homies in the ATL. Fans, right. NFL, have you guys seen Get Out? Oh my God, sweating. Black Panther better get an Oscar. Fans, we see through you. NFL, right on, my man, right on. Slaps his hand down. Slip me some skin. Fans, just play the damn game. NFL, oh, come on, don't leave me hanging, brother. Don't leave me like that. Where you going? Yo, oh, I see how it is. That's exactly how it felt during the broadcast. It was like, okay, kind of maybe throttle it back a little bit. You're laying it on a little thick.
I see what you're not going to
make up for it in a couple of commercials. You're just not going to. It's not going to go away. You didn't make it all better in a couple of commercials, a couple spots. It's just, I'm sorry. Long way to go.
Not only that, and you look at it as a whole, because everything you say is true, right? And then you look at whether you want to look at the whole year, how far you want to go back. But let's just take this last season overall, as they're trying to still recover from when the kneeling first started and everything that was going on in the Kaepernick situation, the lawsuit still going on. And then you look at it and you say, well, we just want to have a great year. And we want to have all these different stories. We want to have everything end up so that everybody is happy again. And what do we got? We got an entire fan base that is completely irate because the NFC Championship game wasn't decided by the best players or the best team. It was decided by a bad call. Mm-hmm. You get a snoozer of a Super Bowl in which it's the lowest scoring Super Bowl in the history of the game.
And by the way, I read it wrong. 52 was Super Bowl 52. That was the rating. This year's Super Bowl rating in New Orleans was a 26. That's even worse.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking at all of that. And you know that when you look, and there was a lot of people that felt like they didn't even really care that much because, like we said, the wrong team was in the Super Bowl. So when people look back at everything and you take all the social injustice and the way the league's handled everything and the Kaepernick situation and the kneeling and the owners who are all about money and have just made wrong decision after wrong decision and wrong statement in the case of McNair and others, and then you look at how the whole season will be remembered, and if you don't even remember all that, you remember, and you're talking about it the way it ended with bad refereeing, a boring game, and if owners are only worried about money, well, guess what? It ain't going away, and you still got plenty to worry about.
They're not too big to fail. Nope. I think in the long run, they're not too big to fail. Couple calls on the Super Bowl. Troy has been holding for a moment. Troy wants to talk Super Bowl. What's up, Troy?
What's going on, guys?
How you been, man?
I've been good. So just my personal opinion on the football game. It stinks. So the only thing left to do was to partake in adult beverages because it was bad.
So you took some NyQuil? So you took some NyQuil? Is that your adult beverage?
No, it was a little worse than that.
All right.
So I wake up Monday morning. I finally open my eyes, and my liver's laying there looking at me, staring at me with two Samsonite bags and said, dude, what was you thinking yesterday? He hopped off the bed and left.
That's awesome. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Troy.
It was drinkable. It wasn't drinkable. Or
it was pretty darn bad.
It was a drink-worthy Super Bowl.
Super Bowl's not like the conference championship games when the real football fans are really dialed in to great football and identifying the players and the plays and everything like that.
Yeah.
Super Bowl with the casual fan and everything else, they want to be entertained. They want a lot of points. They want great commercials. They want all these different things.
Yep.
Man, it was awful.
Did not deliver in any way, shape, or form. Paul wants to talk Super Bowl. Paul, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing. Floor is yours.
Yeah. I'm just going to reiterate that Super Bowl, it was sorry. You know, he said it, you know, it stunk and everything, but I think it blew. I've watched Super Bowls for 57 years, and I ain't never seen nothing this bad. In fact, I didn't even watch the second half. I went ahead and drank more beer.
There you go. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul. Hey,
Paul,
here's the other thing.
Watching Super Bowls for 57 years. Even the four that didn't exist
when they were world championships.
That was...
Now, remember,
that's what I was thinking.
Remember, there were world championship games before there were Super Bowls.
No, that's technically not a Super Bowl.
I actually could make a stink here and claim the most professional championships.
I saw that. Retweeting it.
I would not claim that. I totally get what you're saying.
That's literally like the Aggies claiming a national title or people saying that the Oilers won an AFL title. You realize that those don't count, right? You do realize that?
Well, they count.
No.
They just don't count as Super Bowl wins.
Oh, so then what you're telling me is that Houston has an NFL championship.
So, like, I got Facebook messages from Packer fans.
Don't avoid the question.
You think Brady and Belichick did something with 6 wins in 17 years? Try, and I forget the number, with Lombardi and Bart Starr. And I was like, I can't retweet that. I can't even look at that.
So, are we counting the Oilers AFL championship? Is this a championship football town?
No.
Are you? Okay. So then those 13. Don't exactly.
Way before I was born, so I was like, well, you know, whatever.
I'm with you. I'm just glad you said no because I couldn't even retweet.
I actually didn't think I retweeted the other one, but I'm like, look, I'm not getting into all that because I don't believe in all that.
I don't either.
That's a little bit too much over the top.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, but I will say this, the one thing that they should have done that they didn't do, and we talked about this before the game, maybe if you allowed the weed commercials, people would have been talking more about that than all the crap that they had to actually watch.
That wouldn't have been bad.
On the field and the commercials.
Yeah. I would have been okay with that because it might have actually sparked a little interest.
Yeah, huh? See what you did there.
What? Dad joke!
See what you did there.
Somebody said in honor of Nick being sick tomorrow, there should just be songs about being sick.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah. That was the only worthy text.
But we would have to use like artist and songs and lyrics.
It could be Dr. Dre. It could be Doctor, Give Me the Blues, whatever that is.
Dr. Feelgood.
Give Me the News. Yeah. So we could do that.
See the doctor.
Yeah. We could. Okay. You want to do that?
We'll do that.
We'll vote on that and we'll spare Nick the trouble of having to come up with an idea.
I don't know if Aaron's going to be the participant from the producer's role.
I don't know. We'll have to find out who is going to be producing.
But if it is, you got homework.
Yeah. We'll let you know.
Yeah. So we'll figure it out based on how Nick's feeling. That's a good idea. Really good idea.
Yeah.
That came from the text messages?
Yeah.
Wow. So we did get a positive out of it.
All the others were kind of bleh.
You know what?
What?
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
Exactly.
We found a cashew.
Look at there.
How about that?
How about this story about Carson Wentz saying he should have been a better teammate?
Yeah.
When that dropped about the whole, Carson Wentz is a baby and he's selfish and this and that, I thought, oh, that's just the media stirring it up. But I don't know. I kind of you feel like where there's smoke, there's fire.
He kind of owned it.
He did. He said, I know who I am. Here's where he lost me, right? So he did kind of own it where he was like, you know, he was described as egotistical and selfish. And he didn't want, there were certain things, concepts he didn't want because they were Nick Foles stuff, or he called it Foles stuff. Mm-hmm. Here's where he lost me, though. And I tell me if you have if anything stands out to you in this statement. He said, it kind of came out of nowhere. I was literally eating breakfast with my wife, and a member of the Eagles media relations staff texted me. Literally, we do like quiet time in the morning. We eat breakfast, and then I go sit on the couch. So I'm about to go read my Bible, and then I get to the text, and now I'm reading this. Anything there just kind of pop out at you?
The Bible reading.
Like, you're going to just, like, most people that I know that do read the Bible on a regular basis really don't make it a point of emphasis to tell you that they read the Bible on a regular basis. And
he's
very
outspoken about being his religion and being religious. And even when we interviewed him on Radio Row, he was very religious.
But are you going to throw that out when you're trying to make it?
Are you using that to kind of help you through this one? Or?
Yeah, it feels a little bit like, hey guys, don't, I read the Bible. You can't hate me. I'm a good guy because I read the Bible in the morning during quiet time. And you never know, because quiet time could be like his wife just sounds like, hey, baby, shut up. It's quiet time. Like, you don't know how quiet time goes. It could be crazy quiet time. Not just like, hey, you want to read the Bible and not talk to each other?
I mean, the thing that I would have said is he had it built in out because he was hurt at the end of the year. He didn't have to do his end of the year press conference. The story came and went. Regardless of what you thought, he had teammates come to his defense. Let it go. The fact that he came out, had a press conference, and readdressed it starts making me believe there's more truth to it. Where there's smoke, there's fire, and maybe there's close to an inferno inside that locker room time to time.
Yeah, I feel like, so if it's about him just being selfish and not being a good teammate, that's a tough position to be in.
Yeah.
Because you've got, on the one hand, you want to be supportive, kind of like Joe Flacco was when Lamar Jackson,
right.
So, you know, Joe Flacco was like, hey, whatever it takes, I'll play my part, I'll do whatever. So you want to be in that, but Carson Wentz is still young. He hasn't had a career like Joe Flacco has had, and it knows that, Joe Flacco realizes his skills are diminishing. So you're still young, and you've got a Nick Foles who's still viable and in his prime, and now you're worried that if he goes and wins another Super Bowl, damn, I might lose my job.
I was going to say, that's the thing. It's not like...
So can you blame a guy if he's a little on edge or a little hyper-competitive? You want a guy that wants to play. You want a guy that wants the job.
But you were arguably going to be the MVP until you got hurt. So you know that other teams are going to believe in your services and the fact that you're young and you can still play. It's just that it might not be there. So, yeah, I can see where... But you, because you hear the stories of, like, Favre didn't want to help Rodgers. He didn't want to help him out. Or Ben Roethlisberger didn't want to help the young quarterbacks in Pittsburgh because at their time, they'll learn everything they need to know. And that's one thing. But when you know in Philly that it's happened before and it got you a Super Bowl ring, including him, you would think he'd handle it a little different.
Okay, let me put you in that position then.
Yep.
Let me just throw this scenario out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you get laryngitis.
Okay.
Can't talk.
Mm-hmm.
So Cody comes and fills in for you, and you're having all kinds of problems, and several months go by, and we take over the number one spot in the city. Not our time slot,
right,
but we become the number one show in the city, Cody, myself, and Nick. And we maintain that for several months, and now it's time for you to come back. While that's going on, are you going to be a little like, hey, man, guys, you know, I was doing my thing. Like, we were riding high, too. I would be that. I would probably feel a lot like Wentz did, where I would be like, yo, why am I? I'm still in my prime. We were still doing our thing. And I don't think people think of it like that. They just see, oh, spoiled athlete. He's a millionaire. What are you worried about? Just play your role. So what if you're a backup? You're a millionaire.
I see your point.
If I don't care what you do.
Because we know athletes have egos.
Of course. That's how they get there.
Yeah. And so
they're,
we know that they're
hyper-competitive.
And they're also fragile from time to time when it comes back.
Just like radio personalities and comedians.
But again, as radio personalities and otherwise, if we knew that other people wanted us, it might be different, you know, because you'd be like, look, I still know I have ability and I still know I'm gonna find a job somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I see your point, absolutely.
I know if I was out in Cody and I would be like, I would be trying to Nancy Kerrigan his throat.
I mean, at least you didn't go for the shin.
No.
You go right for the throat.
I'd chop his throat or
there
something.
You go.
Yeah, damn that.
The moneymaker.
Taking my spot.
All right, so. We're going to have about a half hour to go on the show. When we come back, hey, we're going to take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7, but all you got to do is stay tuned right here. It's ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Final half hour of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As I mentioned, we'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Aaron will take you every bit of the way because Aaron Rabel's filling in. Have they figured out a name for you yet? Because I heard Fred say your Twitter handle's too long.
You have I need a better Twitter handle, but I'm
what
not
is
that
it right
creative.
Now? What is it?
Just Aaron M. Rabel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It used to be, when I first was over
it's
here,
like a Wheel
it was
of Fortune
AM
puzzle.
Radio with a Y. Because the first half of my last name
Radio.
Was
R-A-Y.
I like that one.
You...
But I thought that would be confusing again because I had that
You
complaint.
Should just put not Jong. That should be your Twitter.
Wow.
I like
or not
like
Jong. Just
producer T. Scott or at the producer Nick. Those are creative. That took
very
a lot of
creative.
Thought. So the bar has been set very high for you to come up with something creative.
What was Jong's last Twitter handle? My name Jong?
My name Jong.
Yeah. My name Aaron. Just pick it up where he left off and just keep on keeping
anti-Jong?
On.
Anti-Jong?
Huh?
No, my name
no,
not
Jong. Anti-Jong.
My name
Don't
not
be that.
Jong.
Yeah. Oh, there
my
you go.
My name not Jong.
There you go.
I have to run this by them.
I was just shorten it to not Jong.
Oh, that's what it's come to? You have to run everything by them now?
Oh, they're your dad's
oh,
or
yeah,
what?
Really?
It's your Twitter, not theirs.
Seriously?
Do what you want, bro.
Can you get the keys to the car
them?
And a couple of bucks for a pizza this weekend?
Who are they?
Y'all are trying to talk me into stuff that's going to just get
no.
me.
Seriously?
Man, you're going to let them tell you how to do your Twitter?
I got
Twitter?
One for
you. It's your Twitter. You know what you should make it? You should make it Fred and AJ suck and then just be like, nope,
no,
that's
I
what
got
it
one
is.
For you.
Read it on air. Give them out. Give it out. They'd be like, no, I'm not doing
I heart 975.
That actually would be.
Why?
Nobody else would understand
or, right,
it. You and I
heart,
understand it.
I heart,
oh,
I
no,
heart
don't do
ESPN 97.5. I think that'd be great.
I just clicked to that. No, don't do that. No, that's no. You don't want to give them any.
What are they going to do?
No, that's too much. That's too much pub for them. You're a man of the people now. Pander to that.
You've been half a man before, but now you're a full man, full time here with the real station.
Was that because we would see him on Sundays on Houston game day? Is that why he was
no?
Half
it's
a man?
Because he was
no,
moonlighting.
No.
And you know what? Bucky's got sick and tired of it.
It's too late.
Again, what are they going to do?
I don't know, but I don't know. I get these looks. I figured you'd if you were upset, you tell me.
Somebody texted the show, sports, the best thing. Nope, delete. That's not how you do the wrong show, sir. That would be at 4. That would be at 4 o'clock.
So
apparently Trey Wingo went on a rant. Did
yeah,
I miss something?
Yeah,
what
did.
Was it?
He went crazy.
What did I miss?
Shut up if he didn't like the Super Bowl.
Is that what he said?
He just went nuts. Yeah, I didn't.
Was it like a crybaby
I didn't stomach
rant?
The whole thing.
Was it an angry rant?
Essentially, Golic and his son were just like, wow. Just kind of stood back and let him go. Yeah. He just, I guess he had enough of hearing about the low scoring and the boring.
And shut up! Just shut up!
Oh, is this it?
If you don't want to watch, then don't watch. Go watch the Raptors and the Knicks. Go do something else. But don't sit there for 4 flipping hours with your eyes glued to the game and say, oh, this is so boring, but I can't stop watching. Oh, it's so boring. Just shut the hell up.
Oh, okay.
I mean, give me a break. If you don't want to watch it, then don't watch it. But don't watch the game and sit there and go, oh, I hate it. That's the worst. And you people that did that, you're the worst.
You're the worst.
The absolute worst. Yeah, Jerry, we'll tell them. I don't want to hear any of that garbage. If you don't want to watch the game, don't watch the game. But don't sit there watching the game and saying, oh, I'm so bored. I can't take it anymore. Give me a break.
All right, I'm done. Trey Wingo's opinion does not reflect the opinion of the Golic Wingo.
Yes, it does.
Well, first of all, some of us have to watch it because it's our job.
Right.
So I feel like some of us, and he's probably attacking most radio and TV people that said that.
I don't think so. I think he's hearing it from fans because on Twitter now, with the direct connection you have to social media, and because they want to reach, they reach out directly to the people that they listen to and they follow. He got a lot of it on Twitter.
Well, I don't know. That seems like I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to begrudge a guy for his rant if that's what you want to rant about.
Sounded a lot like me on certain days, so I liked it.
You did?
I mean, it was fine. I think he didn't.
You and I
like,
both know.
When we go on our rants, we push the very limits of what we can say and words we can use and things like that.
He was trying.
He was trying, but he was trying like a grandmother on a G-rated, on a Disney station. He was just.
You and I both know, too, though, that there is some showmanship to a rant.
Sure.
Like that one, that felt some, there felt, it felt a, not forced, but it felt a little over the top on purpose. I think his point was, if you watched it, the whole thing, don't complain that it's boring, change the channel. But what the hell else are you going to watch on a Sunday? Literally no one runs anything because they can't compete with the Super Bowl. So you might as well. And isn't that the thing about sports? Would he be ranting that someone changed the channel? And if there was some massive comeback and seven touchdowns scored in 5 minutes and, oh, why'd you change the channel? Like, no, you can't have it both ways. So you're supposed to watch the biggest game of the year all the way through because something magical might happen.
Just watch the Puppy Bowl.
The Kitten Bowl was on the Hallmark Channel.
And they also had a puppy bowl.
I watched it.
I heard it was phenomenal.
You watched it, you liar.
I did not, swear to God.
You lied on the air then. You said you watched it.
Well, of course I said that.
That's so rude.
Of course, I said that.
So next thing I know, you're going to say you're going to make up takes and make up things you say on the air?
All the time.
That's terrible.
You think I like Aaron? No, but I got to act like I do.
Well, the interns, that's a different story.
No, that's not true at all.
Hey, we got to get to a break. We're going to come back. We're going to put a bow on this thing, wrap it up, turn it over to the Blitz, but you guys don't have to do anything. Stay right there. Back with more. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Right now, I do want to tell you about my good friends at Infuse Energy. I've been telling you about them for quite a while, and I'm going to tell you about it again because Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. They're locally owned and operated, which means you're not going to get an automated system like the big-name companies where you get the runaround and you're pressing buttons and they don't hear your voice tone and you get really upset. Well, that's not going to happen. You're going to get a human being on the phone. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to pinpoint the best possible plan and the best rate for you. And the only way to do that is to talk you through. All you got to do is call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Of course, you can also log on to infuseenergy.com. But call them because I did. And you can mention ESPN 97.5 and start off with a $25 bill credit, and it'll go from there. But I'm telling you, I switched over a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. I've saved thousands off my bill with my previous company. And it's really been pain-free. It really is. People try to do the best thing for people in the Houston area, and Infuse Energy has absolutely got a corner on the market in terms of their customer service and the way they're dedicated to you. In fact, if there's a company out there that can beat their rates, they're going to let you know, because the main thing on their plate is they may not get your business right away, but they're going to get you sooner or later because you realize that they're honest. They're not going to try and screw you over or pull the wool over your eyes. And essentially, they're going to be like a trusted friend. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. Infuse energy into your life.
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, if you're on the live stream, Crush Groove 3
was just broke it down. Hey, Joel, will you pass this down for me? What?
Gotcha. We busting a move,
so
Aaron,
dumb.
Jamming out for us.
Yeah, good song.
Appreciate you filling in for Nick. Nick went home a little early, under the weather, as we will
great song.
Take you through the final segment. Then Aaron's going to have a little double duty as he takes the Blitz on his first inaugural week.
Yeah. Speaking of, we had the little Wingo rant earlier. Did you hear about this Adnan Virk story? Somebody texted about it.
I did.
Asking.
Initially, it came out with a lot of mystery, but kind of like everything else, everything comes out in the wash. The details are starting to come out a little bit more now.
So what have you seen? Because all I saw was that Adnan Virk was let go by ESPN. He was, of course, on Baseball Tonight and did some other things, some college basketball.
Right.
But that apparently he was leaking company secrets.
Yeah, so he was an up-and-coming guy. If you remember now, he was the host of the studio show for all the college football for ABC and ESPN. He had been working on Baseball Tonight. He signed a new contract. They were very high on him. But he's very much a baseball guy from what I've heard and read. So what happened was they had a conference call, and they were talking to a lot of the people that are involved on the baseball coverage of what they were going to do for the upcoming season. And as part of that, it became very clear to him that they were scaling back on the amount of studio and baseball show related topics that they were going to do.
Okay.
So he says, again, according to what I've read on Stories Today, he didn't stay for the whole call. He stayed for part of it. So after the call was over, he called the powers that be that deal with this for ESPN. and asked a series of questions related to them not living up to the contract of baseball and scaling back and doing certain things. At which time, within a couple of hours, Awful announcing the website,
right,
suddenly had all this information about ESPN and not living up to their contract with Major League Baseball and things that they were going to be scaling back on. And they said that the questions and the answers were very much similar to what questions he asked to the powers that be. What made things worse was they brought it up to him. They said they were doing an internal investigation, and he refused to cooperate.
Oh.
So Friday, they escorted him from the ESPN campus and said bye-bye.
Now, we just talked about smoke and fire and all that.
Right.
Isn't it ironic? No, I know. Alanis Morissette. Isn't it ironic, though, that the same questions you would be asking your bosses happen to come to light externally?
Yeah, I mean, to me, the biggest thing was Nick had said, I don't, you know, why, what was his motive for doing
it? Gain?
I think his biggest gain was, no, I think he was definitely concerned about the fact that he was losing a lot of his primetime focus at ESPN, his responsibilities. You know, he was the centerpiece of Baseball Tonight by being the host.
Yeah.
You know, he was doing these things where it was actually helping his career quite a bit, as well as doing his job. And I think that he probably had a little bit of the red ass that they were taking away a lot of the stuff and thought maybe this way, if ESPN gets called out on it, maybe they change their ways. Because if it's true, and we don't know it's true, but if it's violating the contract with right. MLB, then they'd have to do it.
My thing is you got to keep that internal. I mean, you can't, even if you're trying to leak it. It's a bad look because it can catch up with you eventually. I mean, you know, if we had issues here, and we do, every office does, we keep it internal.
That's the main thing. I mean, who here or anywhere else is going to run to a media outlet?
Oh, my God.
A David Barron, right?
No, he can't even spell my name right. I ain't telling that dude nothing.
But I'm saying, or from a national perspective, you know, you're going to get a Rudy Martsky, who used to be the radio and TV writer for USA Today. I don't know what he's doing now, but that's what his – and you're going to go call him and say, hey, Rude.
Yeah, check this out. No, just anonymously.
Nah,
that's a bad look. And plus, Carl Ravitch was better.
I agree.
I love Ravi on Baseball Tonight.
And again, a guy that just absolutely loved baseball. You could tell. Because some guys are doing it to pick up the check, and other guys are truly baseball fans.
Yep.
And so they engage more, and it makes the show more entertaining. I totally agree with that. Because you know what? And I heard Mike Greenberg on a different topic today. But I will say this, kind of like what you're saying, if you run to someone externally and say it in the media, but you won't put your name to it, that's pretty cowardly because of the fact that you go back to the story you brought up about Wentz. It was five unnamed players in the Eagles locker room.
Yeah.
Right? So you had the confidence enough to go out and say it, but you didn't have the true confidence in saying, I'll put my name behind it because it happened.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't.
Yeah. At least own it if you're gonna leak it.
Right.
One more before we get out of here. Mm-hmm. There was this story that came out that I saw where you guys watched the commercials, right? You saw all the Super Bowl commercials. Do you remember the corn syrup commercials from Bud Light?
Oh, the ones that got under Granato's skin.
Yeah, where they were accusing Coors Light and Miller Light of using corn syrup and whatnot.
Right.
So they ran those, and that didn't go all that well because the national corn association, I don't know, corn farmers got upset. And there was this tweet that came out from National Corn, the NCGA, that said, at Bud Light, America's corn farmers are disappointed in you. Our office is right down the road. We would love to discuss with you the many benefits of corn. Thanks, Miller Lite and Coors Light, for supporting our industry. And the article says the association, which says it represents 40,000 corn farmers nationwide, tweeted out they were disappointed in Bud Light and thanked Miller Light and Coors Light. Which, there's no secret that when it comes to dieting, corn syrup is bad for you.
Yeah, soda and otherwise.
Any high fructose corn syrup that you see is going to be bad for you. I'm looking as I look at my Diet Coke can. So just because you have 40,000 corn farmers, there's uses for corn besides making corn syrup, okay? I don't understand.
Porn. You watch porn?
Yeah. I don't understand what the big problem is here. I don't understand. Like, if they're anti-corn syrup, that's just the way that it's just an ingredient.
Why would you take it
why are you taking that as an affront to you? They're just saying, hey, we think our beer tastes better without corn syrup.
PETA also went nuts and started tweeting during the Super Bowl because big boys fur coat.
Oh, well.
Went crazy.
Exactly. You know what? I mean, settle down, corn farmers.
It just means people's got too much time on their hands.
Just settle down. So Bud Light doesn't want to use corn syrup in their ingredients. Are you going to attack everybody? Are you going to attack soda makers that make a natural soda without corn syrup? Do they hate farmers now? It's just stupid, man. I thought the commercials were hilarious, whether you like them or not, or whether you don't drink Bud Light or not. It's just funny.
Yeah. I mean, I think Budweiser could have done better overall.
You think so?
Compared to years past, from the WhatsApp to all the different ones that they've had that were funnier.
I thought they were pretty good, though. You didn't like them, huh?
I wasn't a big fan.
Okay. Well, so that's fine. Settle down, corn farmers. It's going to be all right. Everybody still loves corn. I ate a bag of tortilla chips during the Super Bowl, so I got my corn in. Don't worry.
Well, that commercial was funny.
Which one?
With Chance the Rapper and...
I didn't like that one.
Was it NSYNC or...
Yeah, I didn't like
one
that
of those
at
two.
All.
Well, there you go. Different strokes for different folks. There Enjoy you your corn syrup. All right, we're going to get out of here. It's another good show on The Usual Suspects. We're going to turn over to The Blitz, and they'll take you home till 7. Y'all have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.